You know, I'm still upset about Antonio Brown. But I understand that he wants to win. And he went to a winning team. Wait a minute, he's going to Oakland?
Hello, everybody out there. Welcome back to another episode of Is Brady the Goat podcast. I'm David. This is Sam.
How you doing, guys?
Sorry, we've been away for so long. We've been just struggling with our everyday school and dealing with the bills and what's going on with them. And
a lot of updates.
We've just been very busy in both our lives and the NFL season. So,
to address first, let's talk about AB real quick.
AB.
Because we haven't mentioned the Oakland
thing
yet.
To recap, he didn't want to come to Buffalo because...
Jackass.
God knows why. We were bad, the weather, the whatever. But maybe he didn't want to win. Or maybe he did want to win, I mean.
Obviously not. He went to Oakland.
But he went to Oakland. So I don't get what this guy
This guy makes no sense. Is it just big market? He wants to go to big market? He played with Derek Carr one game in a Pro Bowl, and that's what did it for him?
I don't know.
He's never seen Josh Allen throw football before, probably. But he goes to Oakland, so hey, have fun there, buddy.
Drives me nuts.
Have fun there, buddy. Which kind of helped us, honestly. Gave us a lot more money. All those signs we made.
We didn't make a lot of signs.
16 free agent signs, mostly in the NFL. Couldn't have done half of those if we signed AB.
Okay, right.
So.
And do you want
a blessing in disguise?
Yeah, I'd rather build an O-line and receivers than have a snarky, horrible, old. He's old.
You know he would have fought with Josh Allen.
Old, crybaby.
Yeah, I'll take John Brown and Cole Beasley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, back to the Bills. John Brown, they signed.
Yep, Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley.
Mitch Morse.
Mitch Morse, best center in the league right now, probably.
Yep. Who blocked from Patrick Mahomes.
Highest paid center in the league. And hasn't allowed a sack since 2015, if I'm right.
Correct.
And a lot of O-line O-line signings, a couple of cornerbacks, but that's it for the Bills. Let's go on to big NFL signings.
Odell
to the Browns.
Louise.
Big trade there.
I didn't see that coming.
Kind of scared.
When I saw that update on Twitter, I was just like,
kind of scared. Kind of scared.
Yeah.
Cleveland is looking good.
Cleveland, they're going to go far. Nick Chubb. Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Baker.
But the thing is, are they going to mesh well together? Because remember the 2015 Bills? We said the same thing when we signed all those things. We thought we were great. And then nothing. They didn't
with our luck,
they didn't
mesh
well.
Be good.
Oh, they're going to be, but you never know how they mesh. Who else we got? We got Le'Veon Bell to the Jets.
Scumbag. The guy sat out the whole season to make what?
And now he goes into the AFC.
What's he make? How much per year?
I don't know. He's a lot. 14, 15 million, something like that?
Just a joke.
So that's not good. But
he's going to tear us apart.
The thing about that is the Jets' O-line is not strong. Right. And you can't have a good back. Like, Shady's a great running back. Yeah. Did terrible last year because of an awful O-line. The thing about Le'Veon Bell is... O-line, he's special talent, but his O-line is not going to be that great for him. He's not going to put up numbers like he did.
Oh, yeah, you need an O-line.
Connor had better numbers than he did.
Right.
So maybe it's all based on O-line. What else we got? We got...
I believe it's based on O-line.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm saying that maybe it's more based on O-line than it is based on just running back talent.
Oh, there's no names like Gus Edwards.
Yeah, exactly.
His O-line.
I don't know if he did that great, but...
Oh, come on, Sam. Who's that guy from Denver? Lindsay?
Phil Lindsay, yeah.
Yeah, he
Damian Williams is a good idea, a good example.
Oh, yeah, from Kansas City.
Okay, so who else? Landon Collins signed with the Redskins?
I don't know.
Yeah, the safety from the Giants. I think that's his name. Whatever. That's a big signing for them. But, I mean, they're not really going to do much. They got... Who's their quarterback? Alex Smith is out.
Alex Smith destroyed his leg. I don't know who their quarterback is. Mark Sanchez?
That's right. They do have Sanchez. They have Josh Jackson as well. So, good luck there.
Mark Ingram to the Ravens.
That's right. Mark Ingram to the Ravens.
So, Alvin Kamara is just going to destroy the offense.
Pick up Kamara in fantasy.
Oh, my Lord.
He's
going to get three to four touchdowns a game.
He's going to light it up.
Unreal.
Who else we got? I think the Lions signed C.J. Anderson.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. That was recent, that's why I mentioned it. Any other big signings? AB to Oakland, obviously. Which I don't think's going to do anything. I mean,
yeah, he won't get...
Amari Cooper did nothing. Why is he going to be any different?
Yeah, he won't do anything.
I mean, only Derek Carr likes tight ends too much.
He's going to get... Yeah, he loves my man Jared Cook.
Derek Carr had Jordy Nelson and Amari Cooper and killed both of them. So
yeah.
I don't know what this Oakland team is doing. AB made a horrible decision going to Oakland. He could have gone anywhere. He should have went to the Jets if he didn't want to go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he's doing. The thing about AB is that he didn't have a reasonable decision. Why would he pick Oakland? Oakland had a worse record than us. And they are set up for failure more than we are.
Yeah.
We're improving, they're declining. I mean, I know they get 3 first-round picks this year, yeah. But still.
And that coach is just tearing things apart in a bad way.
I don't know what he's doing there.
Cleo Mack gone. Cooper gone.
Richie McKenzie gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah. So there's a horrible decision on his end to go there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to even mention his name anymore. I hate that guy. But let's move on. Who else? What else was a big signing? Kareem Hunt to the Browns, too.
Oh, my God. That team, Sam.
That's another one.
Sorry for all you Nick Chubb dynasty keepers out there.
Well, they said he's going to put him in the slot.
Who,
Hunt? That's what Cleveland is planning on doing, putting Hunt in the slot.
They should have him run.
I don't think going to. I think that's just a bull crap. So he's going to be in the slot. I'm trying to think what else was a big signing?
I feel like the Ravens signed a big one.
Yeah, signed Earl Thomas. That's who it was.
Okay, yeah.
So that's big for them. Yeah. But they lost a lot. They lost Flacco this offseason. They lost Collins. They lost linebacker.
Suggs?
Yeah, they lost Suggs to the Cardinals. So that's a big one, too.
Team has its ups and downs. Their defense last year is unreal. I think it'll be...
I don't know. They're not going to be that good next year. I'm not too excited about them. Trey Flowers was a big one to the Lions.
Okay.
Helps us because he was on Patriots, so... But he'll help out the Lions. I'm not really sure what decline that the Patriots are going to be in because they just got Michael Bennett for, a fifth-round pick? Belichick with his magic again. God.
Could you be that good of a defensive end and they take you for a fifth-round pick? That's like spitting in your face.
It's ridiculous. How do they make these trades? How does the Patriots make these trades? You're telling me no one in the NFL was offering a fourth-round pick for him?
That's hilarious.
It's unbelievable.
He probably said yes, too. Playing the Patriots and guaranteed wins.
Unbelievable. I hate the Patriots so much. We said Landon Collins already.
How about Nick Foles of the Jaguars? Yeah,
that's a big one.
Jeez.
That's huge.
See you, Blake Bortles.
Well, yeah, he's done. I think they cut him.
Yeah, they did.
Nick Foles, no talent in Jacksonville, though.
No.
No offensive talent. They got Leonard Fournette, but he's got arrested. And they got no receivers. Good luck, Foles. You're a good QB, but that is a rough system there.
Right.
Let's talk about the Anthony Barr story. Going to New York and saying, I'm good. Going back to Minnesota to get a pay cut. Another good sign for Bills, but that's rough for the Jets fans out there.
That's crazy. He's another scumbag.
Well, I was okay with it. But the Jets, for redemption, signed C.J. Mosley. That's another big one right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to put up that much numbers with the Jets. Probably do pretty good. But I don't think he'll do anything I don't think he'll be anything like
he was. With our luck, he'll destroy
Baltimore. I'm not too confident about him. I mean, he did have Terrell Suggs, so probably a Hall of Famer with him every game. So, big letdown when you go from Terrell Suggs to whatever the Jets have. Then Justin Houston went to the Colts. Justin Houston, I mean, yeah, he's old. He's a great player. He's all right. He's 30. But I'm not too worried about that. I think the Colts defense is fine the way it is. They didn't need to make that big of a move, but good for them. Good pickup for them. Sheldon Richardson went to the Browns. Another Browns pickup.
Jeez.
They are insane. They're going to kill it next year.
Be playing Matt Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a loss.
You know it.
Then we got Tyrann Mathieu to Chiefs. And finally, the Chiefs getting some secondary defense.
Finally. Yeah, finally. They got
nothing on defense. Yeah. They finally made some good, even though they lost Houston and Ford, but they got Mathieu. And they lost Steven Nelson, too, but maybe they're not doing that great. Sue is still a free agent. No one knows anything about him.
I think he'll stay.
Zigianza is still a free agent.
The Bills want him. Wasn't he in Buffalo?
Yeah, he was. A long time ago, though. It was like 3 weeks ago. Thing is, I don't know if he passed his physical yet.
Oh.
I think that he's a health hazard there. Tevin Coleman to the Niners. Darby re-signed with the Eagles. Panthers re-signed a good tackle, Darrell Williams. Bills are kind of hoping to get him, too. Really good offensive tackle out there, but 1 year, $7 million deal. I mean, good for the Panthers. Their run game is solid. I don't know if he's going to... That addition makes a huge difference, but...
Yeah, McCaffrey.
McCaffrey's insane. Jared Cook to the Saints. And Saints grab a nice tight end.
Yep.
Quan Alexander to the 49ers. Another quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater to the Saints. I think about that. Is he the guy after Breeze or no?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Wasn't he already on the Saints? Didn't they just re-sign him?
What are you talking about?
Wasn't he?
No, Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
Was he? Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what am I thinking of? You're right. Because he played the last game for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they re-signed him to a 1 year deal. So.
He's never going to touch the field again.
Yeah, he'll probably not do much. He's just a backup, probably. Trent Brown to the Raiders. Another loss to the Patriots, so that's good. Always a positive. And Trent Brown's a good tackle. He'll be solid in Oakland. Golden Tate to the Giants. Kind of an interesting move. I don't know if they'll do much. Still got Eli throwing to him. Maybe they'll draft QB this year. Dwayne Haskins, possibly. But I think Eli's probably their quarterback still. Zach Brown's still a free agent.
Good old Bill.
But still a free agent. He could help a team there. Matt Paradis to the Panthers. Another big... Panthers got Paradis and Williams, so they're going to have a good O-line. McCaffrey, fantasy owners. There you go. Mark Ingram to the Ravens. Adrian Amos to the Packers. Not bad. Yeah. They need some safety help, and I think that coming from the Bears, I think Amos will be a good addition to them. Crowder to the Jets, another receiver for the Jets.
Jets getting it done.
The Jets are making good additions. Yeah. Except when people say nah and just go back to their original team. Anyone else important? I mentioned Suggs to Cardinals. Correct. He's too old. He won't do much. Clinton Dix to the Bears. Funchess to the Colts. Nothing else besides that, really. But we got the draft coming up. Who you got Bills taking?
I got the Bills taking my boy DK Metcalf.
Ooh, I see. I like that. But I'm nervous by that.
Yeah, he's big. He's fast.
But he's got no agility.
Yes.
That's the thing. He was like bottom tier in the three cone drill. I mean, yeah, he killed it and everything else, but the three cone drill is probably more important than the 40-yard dash. But but he's a big target for Josh Allen. That would help a lot. He actually just posted a picture of him in a Bills T-shirt,
and he followed Josh Allen on Instagram or Twitter. Yeah, I can't remember.
It was Instagram.
If we draft him, we have seven. That's seventh. We have the seventh pick.
Ninth.
I'm thinking of the Sabres, sorry. I'll take that good receiver first round. Are you kidding me? I'll take him any day.
Absolutely. That would help enormously.
That helps tremendously. With that Duke Williams guy coming out of
Canada. Good too. People are forgetting about him.
We still have Zay Jones, John Brown, Cole Beasley.
It's going to be a good receiving corps. That's a lot better than
Foster.
And Foster, yeah.
McKenzie.
McKenzie, I don't know. But
Speed.
Yeah, he's a deep threat.
I think we're getting it done on offense.
We're making good accusations.
Yeah, but I want DK.
DK would be a nice pickup. I don't think they're going to do it. I honestly don't. I think they go D-line. Who's over there? There's a bunch of D-line, good D-line in the draft. They can take whoever falls them at 9. Or they could trade down, honestly. Get more picks. Might be better for them, honestly. For, like, special teams, defensive help.
Right.
But a good D-line. If they can't get Zigianza, or if they do get Zigianza, take DK Metcalf. If you can't get Zigianza, 100% okay with a D-line. But the thing about DK is that he's a big target, and he's fast, and he's huge, and he's strong as hell. But I just don't know if he'll make a big scene. He only averaged like 60 yards a game at Ole Miss.
Yeah. I don't know. I get nervous. I just want DK. That's all I want.
Yeah, he's huge. He would be good. That'd be a good addition. But if we can't get Ziggy, I think I'd prefer a D lineman.
But yeah, I mean, because we lost Kyle Williams. We need someone to take his spot. He's a big factor in our defense every year. Yeah, every year Kyle just getting it done. So his spot needs to be filled. Mitch Morris took Eric Wood's spot.
Eric Wood wasn't on the team last year.
Well, I mean, it wasn't filled greatly.
That,
so
that was terrible. Oh, O-line's fixed. Fixed. They signed what? 8 new O-line? 7? 6? Around there, an insane amount. Signed 3 or 4 receivers. Yeah, they made good additions.
Kudos to Bean.
Yeah, good job, Brandon Bean. As always. Kudos to you for trying for Antonio Brown.
We said that last month.
I know, but you didn't get him, but good try. Yeah, I like that they did that. What else has happened big in the NFL? So who got suspended? Someone just got suspended 4 games.
4 games?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I know that Kareem Hunt, he suspended 8.
Yeah. Half the season, that's crazy.
Preston Smith just got fined 2 games. I've never seen that before.
He wrote a note saying, like, oh, thank you for fining me instead of suspending me for 2 games.
Really? Well, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So he can still play, So you risk an injury? It's kind of worse, honestly, for that guy.
I don't know. Anyways, week 1 of Thursday.
Packers was fair.
Because since it's the NFL's 100th year, they want to do a legacy game.
Which, they couldn't think of a better one.
I know, Packers and Bears, ugh.
How about, like, Pats, Giants? Oh, no, they can't do that. Pats.
Oop.
Pats, Browns would be sick for week 1.
I think they're playing the week 1 Sunday night. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, something happened. Why would they not do that opening night? Why Packers?
Because it's the NFL's 100th year, so they want to do legacy teams to open up.
There's no better rivaling in NFL than
Packers Bears. Yeah, I know.
What about Eagles Giants? That's a huge rivalry.
Yeah.
Pats Jets is a huge rivalry too. What else am I missing? Ravens Steelers. That's another one too.
Yeah.
They could have had better options than Packers Bears. I don't like that.
Colts Texans would have been good.
I guess not.
What else?
2 good teams.
Bills Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great rivalry. For it to be a rivalry, you need some wins on the other side. Not 22-3 the past 25 games.
That's hilarious.
Let's not depress ourselves, but I bet we go 1-1 against them this year.
I say 1-2.
You think we're going to lose both?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
Come
the Patriots.
On, give us a little chance.
It's the Patriots.
We're making additions.
It's the Patriots.
I know it's the Patriots, but they're declining.
So we can get Brady on our team, we still lose.
Absolutely, because Brady's not good. So thank you for my point. I appreciate it. Moving on, though. Draft is next Thursday?
It's the 25th.
25th. There are some late-round candidates like Tyree Jackson and Anthony Johnson.
Yeah.
Which do not mind the Bills taking Anthony Johnson.
Oh, yeah. UB, maybe?
Would not want Tyree, though. I'll take Anthony Johnson. He's a solid solid receiver. But we don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, Tyree's not even that good, to be honest.
I am A-okay with Josh Allen. Josh Allen is... You heard it here first. MVP candidate.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not saying he's going to win it.
Oh, my God.
MVP candidate for next season. You think I'm wrong?
Yes.
Let's hear a reason.
Sam, you're not going to win MVP candidate.
Why? Well, no, he's not going to win.
He's not going to be a candidate, I mean.
You don't think he's going to have a good season?
No, sorry.
You don't think he's going to have a good season?
No. Are you kidding me? It's the Bills.
So?
You, Sam, it's a kid who didn't have a strong first year, who had more interceptions.
He had a very strong first year.
More interceptions than touchdowns.
Give him a break. He had 8 rushing touchdowns. That counts, too.
I mean, he'll do better, but not as good. And not maybe 2 or 3 extra games. Not like 7 extra, like you're saying. But
okay, I didn't know 6 plus 5 was 13. You can't add.
And there's just so many more people better than him that will take candidate spots.
I'll see you there. We'll be good. We will make playoff, win AFC East first off. Yeah, sure. You heard of that.
I'm betting so much money on this that
you... Go ahead, bet it. Odds are terrible. Odds are awful for the Patriots. They're like, you get like 80 to, if you bet 100, you get like 180. So you're
I'll take extra money.
How is it guaranteed you're going to win?
It's the Patriots, Sam. I could bet my life out of
it. Well, this is the 1 year that they have a chance to lose it. Bills are on the rise, Jets are on the rise, they're on the decline. They have a 42-year-old quarterback at the beginning of the season. Here it is, Brady the Goat talk. Back to Brady. What do you think he's still going to go to 42? You don't think he dropped off a little bit?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think he's dropped off at all?
Nah.
So you think he's just as good as he was at age 30?
Yeah, actually I do. I think he's even better.
How can you even say? How could you possibly say that with the numbers he put up this year?
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that thing he had on his finger in February? What was that? I forgot. Ring?
Yeah, that's how many points? How many points did an offense score to get that?
Huh?
How many points did an offense score in that Super Bowl?
13.
That's what I thought.
It doesn't matter.
So you're telling me the greatest quarterback of all time can only score 13 points in the Super Bowl?
No.
He's on the decline. Patriots are on the decline. They scored 13 in a Super Bowl.
Patriots are on the decline. Okay, Sam.
It's Belichick.
Is Belichick on the decline?
No.
Yes, there you go. So
Belichick's on the rise. Belichick's insane. He just gets better and better every year. He's a genius.
He's the god of football. Belichick.
He's probably the best coach in the history of sports.
Yeah.
But he needs to leave. Come on. Let's get out of there.
He's even coach, so he's 70.
Oh, he's in his coach, so he's in the ground. He'll probably still be the coach when he's in the ground. He's the GM. He's the coach. He does everything for the team. He's an insane GM as well. How do you get a fifth-round pick? How do you get Michael Bennett for a fifth-round pick?
I know.
Only he can do that.
I know.
Only him. He's insane. I don't know how he does it. He signs in, like, small players that turn out to be huge. Like Chris Hogan. How do they turn him into a superstar?
I know. That was crazy.
It's insane to me what he can do.
I know.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know.
The best part was during the free agency signings, Belichick was on vacation and there's pictures about the beach. Like, it's everyone else is like in their office making calls and he's just on the beach, doesn't care because he knows he's unreal.
He's just rubbing it in right now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You can't like criticize that. Because he's doing it right. He's got 6 rings.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything wrong. I mean, I've never seen him at the beach before. But I don't know.
6 rings, going for 7 rings in February.
I mean, Brady's not good.
Belichick is.
Yeah, you're damn right he is. But Belichick, he lost Trey Flowers. He lost some defensive weapons. And I think the Patriots are in decline this year. I think they go like 10-6. And I think they lose AFC East.
So you're saying they're only going to lose one less game than they won this year?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
10-6.
They're still going to be the Bills every game.
But they only play them twice. And I think that the Bills will...
They could beat them twice. That's what I mean.
I think they won't. I think they beat them once. And I think the Bills go 11-5. The Bills have an easier schedule than they do. I mean, Jets and Dolphins are like guaranteed 4 wins right there.
Okay, sure.
The Bills are on the rise. I don't know what... You're a Bills fan.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying like... You're the type of Bills fan where you're like, 16-0.
That is not
like,
true in the slightest.
Yes, it is.
That is not true
in the slightest. Josh Allen's going to be an MVP contender. Are you kidding me?
You're right. Did I say that about Nathan Peterman last year?
I don't know.
Exactly. So I'm not like that. I only say it when it's
the possibility of... The only contender list he'll be on is to kick him off the team or not. That's
so you think he's not even going to be on the team next year?
I'm saying, Sam, don't get your hopes up.
He will be on the team
Don't get your hopes up.
Next 10 years.
Sure.
Probably more.
Okay.
He's that insane. They'll never let him go. I love Josh Allen. I've always been a Josh Allen advocate.
Except when we drafted him. You've been a fan since last September.
Later. But still. I hated him when we drafted him.
Didn't like. Yeah, you wanted Josh Rosen.
I did. That is 100% true. And I'm so glad that I'm not the GM of the Bills. Because I'm so glad that we got Josh Allen instead. Josh Allen will be an MVP contender.
No, he will not.
How can you say that right now? What's your process? Thought process?
Because, Sam, the guy is not that good.
Why do you say that?
How many touchdowns did he have this year?
18.
Passing.
Passing touchdowns? 10.
How many interceptions did he have?
Yeah, 12.
Thank you.
But if you look at the tape, a few of those interceptions were like Hail Marys at the end of a half to just make something happen. And they
and interceptions and interceptions, Sam.
Okay, if Brady threw a pick at the end of a half for Hail Mary, you'd be like, well, it doesn't matter at all. He's still to go. But when Allen does it, he's like, oh, Allen sucks.
There's times where Allen literally just threw the ball away when he was going out of bounds and he got picked off. He should. That's horrible.
That may have happened once, actually.
I think it happened like 3 times.
That is not true.
I think it happened like 3
go
times.
Go back, watch the tape, and do it. But that's not true. Allen. Let's talk about. Allen had his first few games were, not going to lie, except for the Minnesota game, terrible. Bad against Baltimore, bad against LA, bad against Packers, not great against Houston, and decent against the Titans. Had a great game against the Vikings. So
because he got one play, because he got lucky at one play.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Where the linebacker is literally laying down.
What was the end of the score at the half? Or was the score at the end of the half? 27-0. So you know that he had a good game.
Minnesota was horrible last year.
Are you going to tell me that he had a bad game that game?
No, I'm talking about when he jumped.
Minnesota game.
When he hurtled. He just got lucky.
Great play. One Good Morning Football's tournament.
Oh, Good Morning Football. Wow. Sam, anyone can jump over a linebacker.
Are you kidding me? Do it right now.
Who's on his knees?
He wasn't on his knees. He went for the tackle.
So he was crouched down, right? Correct?
No, he wasn't.
Was he crouched down, yes or no?
I guess a little bit. He was shorter than his standing.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Sure. Thank you.
But that's an awful thing to say. Why doesn't, if everyone crouches down when they tackle, why can't they just, everyone hop him? Why isn't it's the first time you've ever seen a quarterback hop anybody?
That's not true.
Name one at a time you've seen a quarterback hop anybody.
Russell Wilson, actually.
Never seen
against him. Carolina.
When?
Playoffs, like 2016.
Whatever. Okay, you got to go 3 years back for define even one. I don't even know if that's true. But, okay, Josh Allen. I was making a point and you just had to interrupt it, of course. So, great game against Minnesota. So he had his first 6 games he went 2-4. 2 good games, 4 bad games. All right? You go back to his last 6 games at the end of the year. 5 good games, 1 bad game. And the bad game was against the Patriots because of that defensive genius. But it wasn't really that bad of a game. They had some. We fumbled on 2 one time, missed a couple field goals. I mean, it wasn't that great. But Allen stuck through it, played well, and he'll be on the rise. He's on the rise, and he'll be great next year.
Sure.
I just don't understand how you don't have any faith in this guy.
I do. I just don't think he's God like you do.
Let's see your recent DHgate purchases.
I don't know what DHgate is.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. You bought a Josh Allen jersey.
Well, yeah, he's my quarterback. Of course, going to buy a jersey. I'm saying it was either that or Jim Kelly, and Jim Kelly just lost 4.
Yeah, if you hate him so much, why would you buy his jersey?
Because it was $18.
Well, dude, thanks, DHgate. Hey, you guys want good jerseys? Go to DHgate. this is not an ad for DHgate. But Josh Allen, going back to that, if you buy his jersey, you could have got anyone's jersey. Why Josh Allen's?
No, it was it was either Allen, Jim Kelly, Shady, or Lorenzo Alexander.
This guy, there had to be more than that.
No, there wasn't.
Okay, then why'd you pick Allen out of those 4?
Because he's the one who was the youngest. Doesn't mean he's the best one.
You got a Hall of Famer. You got a future Hall of Famer. You got a linebacker. And you got Josh Allen. And you picked Josh Allen out of
because he's the youngest.
Okay, but you'd rather have
I'd rather have a young quarterback who...
What would you rather have?
I'd rather have a young quarterback than three old guys and one guy who lost us four
Super Bowls. Answer me this. Would you rather have a Wayne Gretzky jersey or a Casey Middlestad jersey?
Casey Middlestad.
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me?
You'd rather have a Casey Middlestad jersey than a Wayne Gretzky jersey?
Yes.
You're insane.
Are you kidding me?
You're lying. You would not, you have a rather, you'd rather have
a Wayne Gretzky watched jersey. Casey Middlestad. He's young. I've never seen Wayne Gretzky play at all. Sorry.
So you're telling me you'd rather have a... Casey, you'd rather have a
Would you rather have Wayne Gretzky jersey or an Eichel jersey? Tell me.
Eichel jersey, but that's different. That's different.
How?
Because that's not just not because he's just a young player. I like Eichel. I think he's a good player. You don't like Allen. You don't think he's a good player.
I think he's trash.
How could you say that? It's unbelievable. Josh Allen is the future.
No, of
the
and Bulls. I needed something to wear at concerts, so I bought that. And it's a nice jersey.
That's your excuse? That's your excuse. Buy a hoodie. You can't... Come on. Whatever. Enough with this. I love Josh Allen, future GOAT, future MVP, future Hall of Famer, future Super Bowl MVP, future Super Bowl winner. But people like you don't have faith. You're a hater, and he'll prove you're wrong.
Oh my Lord, he will not be an MVP contender.
I believe that he will. He's gonna have that sophomore.
Okay, you season. Know what? I'm gonna pull $100 out of my pocket right now. This goes to you if he.
We have that on audio.
Yes.
Shake on
shake.
It too.
We have this to shake. Goes to you if.
So that $100 on the table right now is going to be mine.
If Josh Allen
wins MVP or is a contender?
Well, I mean, anyone can be an MVP contender.
So wins.
Wins MVP.
So if he wins MVP, I get the $100.
You get $100, yes.
And that's the truth.
Yes. Everyone listening. Everyone listening, yes.
Promise everybody.
I promise. If Sam will get this, if Josh Allen wins MVP.
You heard of that?
So you tell me he's going to beat Mahomes,
you heard that, folks.
Brady.
I swear to God, if you don't give me that $100, you are going to be ridiculed on Twitter by our 5 followers. By the way, at Brady the Goat 1. Follow us, please.
Yeah, please do. We're lone followers.
Well, none of these listeners go on there.
We know they should, listening. Yeah, come on.
We see how many listeners there are, and it doesn't equal how many followers you have on Twitter.
We see how much you think Allen is trash.
Wow.
So you think he's going to win MVP over?
I didn't say I think he's going to win MVP. I said he will be an MVP contender.
Oh.
Top five in the NFL.
And you think we're going to win Super Bowl, right?
I did not say that at all.
You think we're going to play? You said we're going to Super Bowl multiple times.
No, if I said that, I was joking. You can go back to our prediction then. Episodes, and I said we're gonna win the AFC.
Where do you see the Bills going? The farthest you see them going?
Divisional round,
really? Okay, losing to who?
I don't know. Where's it over there?
Who gonna beat the wild card round?
We're gonna win the division.
So we're gonna get first round bye.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. So we're gonna be the 3 or 4 seed, and we're gonna beat, I don't know, Titans, Texans. Really?
Or sure. Yeah.
Or the Ravens?
Yeah. Sure.
You didn't think we were making playoffs?
We're not.
We will.
Vegas predicted us at 6-10.
Oh, and Vegas is always right.
Oh! Always. Oh, they had Patriots win the whole thing last year.
Oh, wow. The favorites. Oh, one.
Sam, the you Patriots, are they got it right. So annoying.
How am I annoying? Because I think a player in the NFL will be an MVP contender. I don't think I'm so wrong about that.
Who thinks he's gonna be? So you think he's gonna be a contender up there with Brady, Mahomes?
I think he's gonna be better than Brady.
Better than one of the greatest quarterbacks
this
of all time?
This year alone, yes. I think next year alone, he's a better quarterback in general.
I'm going home.
This well, it's 40. It's 42-23.
Oh my God!
He's 42-23. I take myself over Brady right now.
Really?
Well, of course not. But I take Josh Allen over Brady for next year's. Yes.
No.
If you're starting an NFL franchise right now.
Oh, my God. I'd take Brady.
You take Brady?
Yes.
That guy's got 1 or 2 years left.
Nah, I'd take Brady. If I had to take a young quarterback, I would take Mahomes, Russell Wilson.
That wasn't the question. That wasn't the question either. I said Brady or Allen. 23-42. Who are you taking? You say Brady, you're just lying.
Do I want to keep building the franchise, or do I want wins right away?
It's for building your franchise.
Okay, well, Allen.
Thank you.
But I'm saying who's better, not who's for rebuilding.
I'd rather have Josh Allen on my team right now than I would rather have Tom Brady.
So you think Tom Brady? Okay. And that's say in 50 years when Josh Allen and Tom Brady are both out of the picture, Me and you are both 70.
Okay. If we get there.
If we get there. You think Allen will be a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
No, I didn't say that.
That's how you're talking right now.
That is not insanely... That's insanely false.
All of our off-podcast conversations, you're like, Allen's a goat. Allen's so good.
Oh, stop. I've never...
Go get your brother right now and ask him.
I have never once said that Josh Allen's the goat. Never once. I said
said, let's change this podcast name, and I said no.
I did not say that. I never said that Josh Allen's the goat. I said that he is going to be an MVP contender. We will win the AFC East this year. That's all I've said. I've never once said he's a GOAT. I said he's better than Tom Brady this year alone, not career-wise, because he only played one season.
That's just not true.
Well, it's not true. Huh.
You're thinking.
What?
It's just not true.
What's not true?
What you just said.
That I think that Allen's been better than Brady?
Yeah.
Alone this year?
Yes.
How can you say that when you saw Tom Brady playing in those last two games?
I forgot what he won. Can you help me remember?
Sorry, how many people are on that team? How many people?
53.
Yeah, and...
I don't get your point.
And he contributes for less than 2% of that team.
So does Allen.
There's other players on that team.
So does Allen.
So don't say that Brady's the lone reason they won that Super Bowl. He contributes less than 2% of that team. And he played terrible.
No, he's making that...
He scored 13 points. And they lost Gronkowski. We forgot about that. Gronkowski retired. Ooh.
But he might come back.
Yeah, he's not coming back. He's done. He's out of the picture. Thank God he's gone. I hated him. Maybe he'll not die of a Trewhite's head this year.
You know they're still going to be unreal.
Let's go. What? So you're ruined with the Patriots, huh?
Yes.
You're such an asshole.
Let's go. 7 rings.
So if they make the Super Bowl.
If they make a Super Bowl, Ariana Grande is going to sing the halftime show because she's the most popular artist right now. She's going to sing her hit song, 7 Rings, and Brady's going to win.
I don't know how it goes. I'm not a big fan of Ariana Grande.
It's like, you know the song, These Are My Favorite Things?
What?
Like, doo-doo, like, I don't know how to describe it. I'll have to play.
These are a few of my favorite things?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
It's that's the tone of her song, like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are a few of my 7 rings?
No.
Whatever. Well, the good news is we won't need to see that because they won't be in this room.
Oh, yes, they will be.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will be.
No.
Who do you think? Oh, the Bells. You're so annoying.
I think I said Colts Saints.
I had Patriots Seahawks, right? I had Patriots Seahawks,
around
right?
There. I think it was that. Ugh. Well... Is there any other news that we have yet to mention?
Did we cover it all, Sam?
I think we got most of it. We got all the free agents. Any trades we missed?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think we got everything. If we miss something, we'll go back to the next podcast. How about that?
Yes. Which will be...
After the draft?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing some draft analysis? Yeah, everyone
after did. The first round, we'll talk about, like, every pick and analyze it.
Who cares about the 7th round? Sorry. Yeah. I'm not going to be talking about those picks. but I'm not going to be talking about some kicker from Tulane that got drafted to a practice squad. So,
I mean, he could be something.
Yeah, you're right.
I forgot. What pick was Brady?
All right.
Oh, let's talk about that, too.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us this time on Is Brady Go Podcast.
All right. We'll see you all later.
This is Sam.
I'm David. Signing off. Sayonara, everyone.